to order. We're here today for HJR 18 for the purpose of taking public testimony. We have it's 7:03 p.m. on the 24th of March 2014. We have members present: Representative Guttenberg, Representative Guerra, Representative Costello, Stoltz, Co-Chair Osterman, T. Wilson, and Thompson, Representative. We have our only purpose tonight is to take public testimony, filling that part of the process. We are waiting to see if anybody signed up. And I'm going to take nobody signing up as just total endorsement of my legislation.
Yeah.
That's what I thought people you were going to say.
Maybe you should just pass it out.
Well, I think it's a constitutional amendment. I want to make sure that we vet it through the committee. It's one that it really warrants at least some level of committee discussion, and that should be everybody here. But I appreciate the sentiment.
I'm trying.
Is there anybody signed up? Okay. we will stand at ease so we don't say anything on the open mics. House Finance come to order. We have continuing our deliberations on HGR 18, tonight's public testimony section. Do we have anybody online? We do have somebody online. In which location?
Palmer.
Palmer. Palmer, would you like to check in and give us your testimony on HGR 18, and please identify yourself.
Yes, this is Mike Coons calling.
Welcome.
And I'm speaking for myself. And to Representative Costello, before I get into my testimony, I appreciated the kind words today, and I wanted to just let you know that actually I've been enjoying doing this. This is my second year of being fully retired, and I have the ability to really find out what's going on and then having some input, and I do appreciate that, the fact that you guys are listening. When it comes down to HJR 18, I've testified on this twice already in the Judiciary Committee. Once was when I really didn't quite fully understand it, and the second time after several lawyers really got on this thing and were absolutely adamantly against it, so I had to stand up for it. But a couple of things that kind of come to mind real quick. If we'd had an elected attorney general when Governor Knowles was governor, I wonder what the outcome of Katie John would have been. I wonder if we'd had a strong conservative Attorney General, that he would have told and stopped Tony Knowles from dropping the Katie John lawsuit. And I wonder how that would have, what the complexion and the outlook of Alaska would be like right now if we had been able to stand against the federal government. And I think I'm pretty darn sure we would have won that. And then the other one is, and I saw this on the news yesterday, that Senator Kelly was standing up and saying that he wants to see us going ahead and start coal generation plants and basically telling the feds to go pound sand. I know Representative Wilson said on the floor of the House the other day, let's get some bulldozers and build the Eisenbeck Road. What's the Fed's going to do? You know, send Jay Berry after us? So I think having an AG that we the people elect, that we can we vest and we figure out who's the strongest and who's the most conservative and who's going to really stand for Alaska, I think having an attorney general like that would be able to give the governor the information that he needs, and maybe even give him a little bit of a backbone to stand up for the governor and the AG to stand up against the feds and say, you know what, we're going to open up the Eisenbeck Road. You know what, we're going to go ahead and put our coal plants in. You know what, we're going to drill in Anwar. That's what we need. That's what we the people have got to do. What you guys are doing is great. We really appreciate this, and we're really thankful for the thoughtful effort that you are doing, Representative Saltz, and going forward with this. And it is going to be incumbent upon us, we the people, to get our act together and get out there and to stop doing 20% voter turnouts. But we're gonna fight. I'm gonna do everything I can to fight. And as long as we can get some good candidates up there that got a backbone or strong conservatives, and Mr. Representative Guerra, you know, by all means, throw up your best from the other side, and let's go at it, and let's come up with something that's going to have an AG that's going to have Alaska at heart.
I almost had Les a while ago.
Huh?
I almost had Les a while ago.
Did you just ask?
So that's just those some thoughts and comments, and you know, I'm sure that you guys will pass this out and get it on the floor so we the people can make this decision.
Thanks, and You know, it's good to watch for several years before you think about doing it yourself, since you're in my district. Mr. Coons, Mike, hey, thanks for coming out tonight. And you might be, it's a light night testifying, but I appreciate you providing substance and a little bit of light humor as well at the same time on a serious manner. So always, I think, I know you study each of these issues, and I appreciate that. Thanks. Any questions for Mike while he's here?
No, he encouraged me to run if this thing passed. Thank you, Mike.
Go for it.
Look up, look up.
I won't vote for you, but go for it.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. Is there anybody else out there? We'll go ahead and stand at ease again. We'll wait for about another 5 minutes, and then we'll see if we'll pull the plug tonight, unless Mike has a friend out there. Or we'll stand at ease. House Finance come back to order for the purposes of taking public testimony on House Joint Resolution Number 18. Is there anybody online? Is there anybody in Juneau wishing to testify? Mr. Clark, that was a nice interview you did on the Exxon Valdez. So you're played out for the day. I knew you didn't want to talk. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and close public testimony, and if there was somebody that showed up later, we'll do our best to see that they get their input. So with that, we will adjourn this meeting with the public testimony closed, and thank you, Mr. Coons, for providing the direction for us to... With that, thank you, everybody, for staying